Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello, and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host tonight, and we're playing Dragonbane from Free League Publishing.
Woo! Yay!
Great.
I'm really enjoying it.
I got my cloth map.
Yes, Nathan, you have a map, and it's made of cloth.
So I'm gonna play the rest of the game like this with my cloth map, just to make everybody jealous. No.
Are you going to be
able to look like a
I'm lying. I'm gonna wear this during the intro, and I'm going to take it off. What'd you say, Sean?
Obi-3 Kenobi.
Yeah.
Well, I can see why Mary got pregnant because there's a virgin. All right.
Yeah, but we're playing Dragonbane. I think we're all having fun. Supposedly we're co-GMing, but I haven't GM'd in a little while.
I've got to dump them on you at some point.
No, oh, we got Malcolm. Tonight.
I'm having fun. Yes. I'm actually starting. No. I'm really getting
if
into
Malcolm's
the brains.
If Malcolm's going to dump on you, you've got the right outfit on.
Wow, okay.
It's color rolling brown out. Just
just to bring it full circle.
And we're going to keep that one for later.
Holy God. So, Dragonbane.
Dragonbane, yeah. So,
by Malcolm's Free League.
The GM, yeah. By Free League. Subscribe, bullshit, whatever.
Please subscribe. Give us likes. We would really appreciate it. And welcome to Dragonbane. All right. So, let's just sort of get caught up from our last episode. The party had been traveling west looking for the Oracle when they came across a strange, well, we'll just say a body. A skeleton with a letter on it with the head smashed in that left clues of a possible mystery that needed to be solved and a book that needed to be retrieved for the sake of good and lost knowledge.
Right. And there's a tower where the book was residing.
And there was a tower where the book was residing. They had read the letter, which read, "Be vigilant, you mad bugger, for it is said that Ravargo the Mysterious seeks to steal the Book of Sigma's Enigma." Sigma's a new enigma. "While the source made no mention of Vindegard, you should prepare nonetheless. We may not be the only ones aware of its value. Keep the tome secure, and I'll have Frosk bring me your liver." With waning tolerance, E. At least we think it's an E. Maybe it's a W. Maybe it's an M. It hasn't been figured out yet. P.S. I included some candles to brighten up that dank tower. Enjoy. Following these basic clues and the path where the skeleton originated from, they eventually found themselves at the edge of a dark lake.
And we found funny fish in the lake.
You found funny fish in the lake. On the north side of the lake, northern shore, there appears to be a large, thick crops of trees that had grown, or that seemed to have overgrown, an ancient tower. The gnarly trees can be seen sticking out of the upper floors and windows. The party chose to camp there for the night before proceeding on. And as they began to bend down, I believe that Johan had spotted lights in one of the windows, possibly the flickering of flame, only for a moment and some movement, and then it was done. And then you all settled down for a night's sleep by the Black Lake and the ancient entwined tower.
That sounds like fun. This is a great campsite.
Yeah, we're not going to die here, are we?
Death comes in many forms at many times.
Death is not the end, but the beginning of a beautiful journey, Branch.
Mac!
The night passes by uneventful. Each watch taking up after the other. No one, with the exception of Siggy, sees any lights in the tower thereafter. And eventually dawn breaks, bringing a thick mist and hazy light over the small, opened area within the Iron Forest, there beside the lake, which you now understand his name is Ibn Hostla. So you've got plenty of rest, surprisingly no particular bad disturbances, and no intrusions. And there on the north shore, like I said before, is the cross of sort of entwined trees that seem to go all the way around the ancient tower and even inside it. It is the only tower you see on the dark shore of this lake. And you could probably, I don't know if you did any further tracking to see if the skeleton came from there or not, but I have not. But now you have daylight, so there probably is a better chance of finding that out.
Okay. That's what, a bushcraft?
Perhaps.
So we know that this is the Vindigard Tower, not the Starcatcher Tower.
Not the Starcatcher Tower.
Right.
They are related in only in the sense that they were built around, they were built during the reign of the Dragon Emperor.
Yes. And this tower was supposed to be never finished.
Yeah, this tower was never supposedly never completed because they were building a vaults under the Starcatcher Tower to hold and secure precious artifacts.
Right. But we're looking at this tower now and it looks finished.
No.
Oh.
I said it's ancient. It looks decrepit. I mean, it basically looks, I mean, you, from this, what you can see, it basically looks an ancient crumbling tower with trees going all around it and some growing out of it from the upper floors. As far as its overall completion, you can't really tell until you get closer.
So is tracking bushcraft or is it spot hidden?
I don't know.
It'll be bushcraft.
Bushcraft. I failed.
Okay. Well, the first thing you realize is that it doesn't seem to be able to, as you get close to the trees, the entangling roots and the low-hanging branches and entwining sort of like wood is very difficult to not only track, but even to navigate. You only get so far before you end up finding yourself almost turned all the way back out of the crisp trees again. You just couldn't figure your way to get some ground to get through there.
As we're traveling, I'll mention to the party, so the knowledge we had prior to this finding this tower is that this area might be home to bandits. So I would suggest keeping your eyes open.
I believe the entire Vale has been home to bandits.
No, we had specific information about around the tower. So I don't know if it's reliable.
Then shall we journey forth, explore the tower a bit further now? By the Duck's gesture, I believe that is a yes.
Onward, yes. Hose!
The complication, of course, is the fact that there is the trees that surround the tower and getting and navigating through them. Unfortunately, Quiverwing was unable to get through them. He ventured in, moved around a bit, and then comes out other part of the trees further away, you know, from where he entered, but apparently made no progress, but was uncertain of exactly. He kept thinking he was making progress, but for some reason couldn't get through.
Well, I will ask Idun if he can help us find a path that us two legs might be able to navigate to get to the stone tower.
Off he goes. He's gone for a time, but then returns. And, you know, in signaling that he believes he's found success.
Well, then I will indicate the party. Shall we follow?
Onward, hoes!
The one thing you do know is that the miserable beast will not be able to go navigate through this.
Well, we could just leave the miserable beast
tie him up.
Yeah. Hopefully it will deforest the entire region.
We could convert him into food.
I'll eat just about anything, but I don't know if I would eat that. It looks like it has like ass worms.
Worms aren't bad.
I think it ate part of a wolf.
It did do that.
Yeah,
I've had it coming.
He said he can take. I mean, the Mr. Ruby's just doesn't, you know, just sort of sits there eating turnips out of the bag that you guys have left on his back. But we could try leaving him here and see if he'll fare well enough this kind.
I'm sure any wild creature worth its salt will give him a wide berth.
Probably so. Well, someone will have to be chosen as Pathfinder, and a bushcraft roll will need to be made.
All right.
I can do the bushcraft at 12.
Bushcraft at 6.
Yeah, so perhaps I will do it.
Yeah, I'll give you a helping action.
My bushcraft is sucky, so I'm not even going to try it.
10 is, so getting help action is a boon, right?
I made bushcraft by 4 this time.
I made them both.
While they are finding the path, I want to keep an eye out for evidence of other creatures along the path, like tracks or evidence of fires, camps, anything like that.
And I was just also making a bushcraft roll for something in that sense.
Okay. I made it by 6.
Okay. You begin navigating the trees and the twisted roots and pathways that seem to be, well, they don't seem open to you, but seem just easy, just a bit difficult to maneuver, but then nonetheless are able to get through. Your friend and companion, he did a pretty good job of trying to find a path, but it did require climbing over certain, you know, number of lower trees or branches or logs and so forth to get to certain places. You do move in and through the maze of twisted trees. Along the way, Dane, you do see evidence there have been a campfire here. You know, some trees have been marked, and then you find on the far side, other side of the tree, they've been marked as well, as if the person marking them apparently got lost at some point. But you can't veer very far off from the party, because if you stay off too long, you'll quickly lose them. But there is evidence of someone else trying to move this to the trees as well. But apparently ended up staying during the night because you saw the fire that was made. It didn't look a very healthy fire. And you don't think it's because they didn't try because there was plenty of kindling, but none of it seemed to take.
Quiverwing, is this area enchanted?
Well, if we were to take a few moments, maybe unpack a nice cheese lunch, I would I'd
be able to find out leftover fish.
Wait, someone can afford cheese?
I mean, yes, cheese would be wonderful right now.
I will roll in some.
So does the party choose to stop, I suppose?
Yeah, do you guys want to stop to take a stretch for a moment?
Oh, I'm more, yes. Yeah, it must be.
Okay.
I suppose I will,
I mean, need such
what
good
time
rest.
What time of yes. day is it? Are we talking, is it morning?
It's early morning.
Yeah.
You know, you probably.
A quick breather, like a little bit of wine and cheese would be wonderful.
They haven't. You it doesn't seem like you've gotten very far, Bray. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's been very confusing as far as the trees and so forth. You've just been following Iggy.
Are we lost?
This is not my area of expertise. I shall let. Wait, man, I'm slipping into another character name.
So yes, I made my magic trick known as sense magic.
Yes, magic does seem to pervade throughout the trees. Their branches, roots, and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not strong, but subtle. Mm-hmm. But it is all woven together, like a lattice of mana that surrounds you.
Yeah, someone created this as a maze, is what I'll tell you. It is a magical creation.
Or is this much the same environment as that which we camped last evening, where the trees mysteriously left bundles of dead wood for us?
Mm-hmm. Is it the same type of magic, Malcolm?
It's a similar type of magic, but not the same feel. This one has more of a menace to it. Like where one is trying to keep you out of their business, this one does not particularly like you at all. Or like something about the nature of your beings. Well, there is. You can perfectly, I mean, as far as those who, you know, you've noticed, there has been the sound of songbirds and the occasional, you know, chittering of, you know, squirrels and so forth. So nature does not seem to be at least bit affected by whatever this enchantment is. Mm-hmm. So the unevening sees, yeah, just seems to be possibly a defensive thing done in some occasion. But while you believe you're getting closer to the tower, there is no obvious way to get to it, it seems. You're getting closer, but it is a path that leads directly to an entrance, something you have not found it yet. And you are certain at this time, Siggy, you have gone around spiraling inward towards the tower this entire time. Hmm. It's the path that you have to take to get to it.
Hmm. So we can't just walk to the tower, we have to spiral around it.
You have to go through the woods. And the woods path is not easy unless you sort of follow the path they're able to find. Otherwise, you get lost and end up back outside of it.
And the lake doesn't go to the tower.
No, it's just on the lake. It's at the trees and so forth at the shore of the lake.
So we have to follow the path around, basically. So,
well, you have to find the path that she's finding.
Okay. Yes. All right.
There is no actual obvious path in any way. Mm-hmm. She's sort of navigating a path.
We should have all put more points.
Guys, I have an idea. I think I have an idea for a shortcut. Anybody have a torch?
So, but my well, Sean green, is cringing at that. However, my character would be like, what do you need a torch for, my friend?
Well, I mean, there's all these woods on the way.
You understand that we are in the woods, yes?
But we just tell the fire to go that way, and then we follow the fire.
I don't know if burning enchanted
fox,
burning enchanted woods is a good idea.
Does fire often listen to you and your suggestions?
Man, I haven't tried talking to it. Have you tried talking to it before? I mean,
I have not. I have not. In all honesty, I have never spoken to fire.
Then how do you know my plan won't work?
Well, the fire speaks to me.
I'm not saying it won't work. I've just asked if it's worked for you before.
I mean, you're a smart guy. You're a magic duck. You can talk to fire, can't you?
I am back.
I am not a magic mallard, this kid. But I know the fire will not listen to you.
You can work with fire, but it's hard to tame it. As a blacksmith and artisan, I know this. I think it would be a bad idea to burn through enchanted woods, which could turn on us and, I don't know, smite us.
Aren't these trees a bit too dry? I mean, too, not dry, but...
It's all green. It's all green wood.
They're live.
It's all green wood covered with moss and weird. I mean, it's creepy enough. And Dane, you knew the other fires that the people tried to start failed. That you saw in your tracking.
See?
Is...
My line of questioning revealed a truth.
So we can still... From where we are in the forest, can we see the tower rising above it?
I just want to have some of this wine.
Can we see the tower rising above the trees?
Only occasionally do you get a break in the trees so you can see the tower.
Okay.
You do seem to be getting closer.
We must continue on our path.
I don't know if the magic enchanting this place is going to let us.
We are getting closer.
Yeah, we are moving closer. This.
Okay.
We can do not but keep looking.
Let's continue.
Onward. Okay. Onward.
Onward and upward. Well, inward. Excuse me.
I put my flint and tinder back in my bag.
You're very disappointed. You know you're going to set this whole place on fire. The fire would lead a path straight to the
tower. He's
going to
fucking kill us all. He's going to get us all.
Hold the fire road for a reason.
Nathan, this is Nathan. I want to run sometime. Oh, I killed the party. I guess I'm not running.
That's something you know.
He just wants to run a different game, Malcolm. That's what he's trying to say.
No,
it will be a different game when he runs. It will be the same game under a very different umbrella. So, you continue for well into the afternoon before you reach. It's sort of like a tangled wall of trees. Through it, you can see the very bricks of the tower. I wouldn't say bricks, I would say large sort of mason stone of the tower, like the wall of it, but you cannot see an entrance. You work around it, but there is no obvious entrance that is available, as you can see.
I start climbing up one of the trees, because the trees are like pressed right up against the wall, right? Mm-hmm. They're like right up on the... Yeah, I'll try and like shimmy up the one of the trees to see if I can find anything.
Yeah, just give me an acrobatics. We'll get up there. You can make it
two.
Okay. But yeah, because it's hard to transverse through the trees getting anywhere. Climbing up them is not particularly hard at all. Mm. It's quite easy. You can easily climb through and reach up to the tops of that of the tree line and even way close to the tower. You can actually even grab onto the tower if you want to. But the tower stones, though old and ancient, are fairly smooth.
Hmm.
There is no particular seam of mortar, as if the stone was set upon stone so finely that there is no gaps. And when it rises up to a certain point, and then you can see what looks like a tree coming out of the top of it, or like the top of the, well, not top of it, but out of a portion of the wall above you.
But can I do a little bit of a lateral movement to see if I can find any windows or?
No, you can attempt to do that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Roll.
Yes.
Mm. 12. Yeah, that makes.
Move off alone around the tower.
I've got his leash.
Quickly, brain is out of sight when he ascends into the trees. You see him for a second on the wall, and then he begins moving along, and then is gone.
Mac.
The chirping of birds seems to increase, as well as the sound of squirrels and so forth, and other things in the forest. But you lose any visual or possibly even any sound from Brain.
Now, we'll kneel down. While giving Idun a scritch, I'll ask him if he has scent of any creatures that may have tried to enter the tower, perhaps through some sort of entrance.
Who has some rope?
Well, I have some rope, but I would also like to search for any attempted search for any hidden entrances.
It's fine. Just stay here with one end of the rope, and I will go off in search of Brains holding the other end of the rope.
Sounds like this. I really wish we had miserable beasts here.
Yeah. So here's the thing. He went up to investigate the first sign of the tower. If we just continue along the path, we should be able to get to the actual entrance of the thing, don't you think?
Right, but logic doesn't apply to Brains, and Brains might not be thinking of that. So,
No. Brains isn't thinking about that. Brains is climbing a wall.
Yes, right, I'd like to get us all back together.
You can give me a spot and roll for your search.
A 4.
Hmm.
Out of a 10, so.
Okay. Well, Brains, you continued on the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not find a window.
This is a stupid tower.
And you're not certain where the party is.
Oh.
And you didn't count when you left them, so you're not sure if you've already passed them, but they're still coming up. So maybe you should go further around. You don't really know.
Yeah, I'll you know, eventually I'll make my way around the tower and I'll see them again.
Mm-hmm. As for Siggy, you, on the ground, trying to make a circumference around the tower, you actually do find an entrance. It's not actually in the tower wall, but actually in the ground, almost like a root cellar entrance that's hidden between two trees. And it's not actually attached to the tower itself.
We'll call the party over.
Yeah. There seems to be sort of like a sort of tunnel that goes in.
My friends, I have found something.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. What have you found?
Seems to be an entrance to either a cellar or a tunnel of some sort. I'd wager it's our way in.
Fantastic. Ooh. Can we get our companion and then go in?
Can we?
He'll never find this place without us. Or us.
Unless one of us decides to pee a line to the entrance, he will certainly smell that. And make it there.
Have any of us brought enough beer for that purpose?
Back.
Well, that seems to be a solution that's not going to be followed through. I mean, do you wish to pee a line?
Sure.
Master Mage?
Happy to.
Can you wait till we all go in before we pee the line?
Sure.
I don't like the way he said he'd be happy to.
Back.
Maybe he's full. He's got a bladder.
I will make my way in.
I don't know if 9 is good enough, but I peed on a 9.
Okay. I wasn't going to really have you roll for peeing in a line. I'm just going to assume that, you've probably got
Wouldn't have been awesome if I got a dragon on my pee roll.
How old are you, though? Because it could be at a bane.
Yes, you're right. He's young.
Why does it burn?
So, you peer line to the entrance.
Yep.
Dane, do you still want to try and ascend the trees with a rope?
No. I don't, because I have a feeling that he's moved beyond the 50-foot mark now.
I have a foolproof plan to get him to catch up to us. It'll be fine.
I will give Idruta a piece of ration and send him off to the woods to enjoy himself while we seek out what's in this tunnel.
He seems thrilled not to be able to go, not to go in that tunnel at all.
Yeah.
And takes off and disappears under some underbrush and is gone.
Smarter than we are, I believe.
But the dark sort of entrance lies before you.
We need to find Brains.
Light torch and go in.
He climbed it.
We need to find Brains to go in. We need the whole everyone. We need his unique skills.
So I shout out, Brains!
Do I hear anything?
So our best bet is to go in and up because he went out and up, right? Isn't that true?
He went around and one would presume he hasn't found entrance yet, else he'd have come back and informed us.
Brains.
Yeah.
You have not yet found a window, but you on your level, but you have seen one higher up.
Oh.
And there's a tree branch sitting out of it.
Oh. All right, I'll go up.
Why don't you give me a... What's that?
Acrobatics?
Yes, maybe? Get an acrobatics roll. This will be at a... Oh, fall.
At a what?
It's going to be at a bane.
Bane? Okay. Well, bane is bad. I actually failed.
You attempt to move up, but the masonry and the walls, even though, like I said, they're ancient, they are not particularly easy to grip. And you get up there a certain degree and then lose all purchase and fall back into the trees.
Oh, no.
But it's not too far of a drop.
Getting a Wile E. Coyote kind of a vision.
Can I,
And you only take 5 points of damage from the fall.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Bypass the trees, the branches, and slam directly into the ground.
Ouch. Only 5 points of damage.
The ground is kind of wet and smelly next to you.
So, can I do spot hidden to see if there's some sort of, like, climbing or any way to get up or sort of device, like, you know?
From inside the entrence or?
Are we in the entrance or I thought?
I don't know who, no one's gone in.
I'm willing to go in and look around. So I'll spot hidden and, you know.
So you're going to go inside and look around for a way out?
Yeah, I'm the dwarf, so I'm going to do that's okay. It's a cave, so.
And do you have a light source,
dwarf? Yes, I have a torch.
Light it. So you light your torch and proceed in.
Yes. Don't worry, my friends. I will see the way that I go forward.
Actually, don't you have one of the ever-burning magical torches?
I might, actually.
No, we destroyed those in the fight.
Did we?
Oh, they were destroyed? I wasn't aware of that.
I'm fairly certain one was destroyed.
For the sake of argument, we'll use one of my regular torches and figure it out later.
Okay.
Because I got four of them. And I will roll a... And I roll a... Oh, 13 on my spot hidden. And fortunately, it is 12. So I just fail.
So looking around, the first thing you see is first there is some... As you go in the sort of tunnel, and it actually sort of almost sort of leads a little bit upward. Which is kind of, well, not really up, but I guess it goes across, and then it goes in towards the tower and then leads up a set of steps. There's some water at the bottom of the steps, like a puddle, but you go in the upper chamber, there appears to be almost half of it is full of like a small, like waterlogged pool. There's some rubble, apparently, like bases of masonry stone that have crumbled down. There are trees that are growing out of the black water that are growing up the sides of the internal part of the tower. And there are no floors above you. You do see a spiraling staircase that moves and snakes upward, around going upward in the tower to the portions above you, which there is no roof, so it apparently just goes
collapse.
Towards, you know, collapse, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cozol. So
the thing is, you would say collapse, but you realize there's just not enough rubble here for a collapse. Like part of it must have fallen, but if it was a complete tower, there would be a lot more rubble here.
How odd.
So you think maybe it wasn't finished.
Yeah. So I pass on to my party mates out the door. Come on in. It's safe. There's a stairwell going up in this tower, incomplete tower. Perhaps we can use to get a better view or find another way through. I am unharmed.
So I will follow him into the tunnel and join him in the interior.
Are we just going to go without Brains?
Where's Brains?
Brains climbed a tree, went around the side looking for an entrance and disappeared.
No, nobody heard you crash down. Did we hear him crash down?
Well, you know what? Why don't you give me like an awareness roll? Each one of you?
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Dragon.
Well, I failed.
Or rolled a 2.
Demon. I got a demon.
Oh. You shove your sword in your ear.
All right, so here's how it goes.
I was in the tunnel at the time.
You were... we'll go with you in a second. The two, you definitely heard the yelp and crash, and then another whine, like
my pelvis,
which you know, you recognize that pathetic whine is probably being Brains. The dragon, you also heard it and have a good idea of what direction and how far away that particularly whining fall ended. You know, as for you, Siggy, you did hear the dragon roar somewhere in the woods, and it is so hungry.
Who are the two of us who heard it?
You and Quiverwing.
Quiverwing, yeah. Will you hold the end of this rope? Do you know how far?
Yes.
That sounded away.
Quiverwing, you have a good idea of how far and where, and you think more than likely you could probably find him. You having bushcraft could probably do that.
Yeah, you hold the rope. I'll go get him.
Okay.
Do I need more than 50 feet of rope, or do I need to tie it off?
You do not think you need more than 50 feet of rope.
All right. Okay. I'll just hold the end
and
of the rope.
And you make that rule at a boon. Excuse me.
Okay, well, I made the first one by 4. The second one... I made by 8.
Okay. So it's a little navigating through some trees and so forth and over roots and under some low branches. And there you find him whimpering in a pile with a fox eating a snack nearby, watching him.
I peed to help you out. Come on, let's go.
Ducks pee?
Yep, we do.
Cool.
We do, it's true. We also lay eggs, but not me, because I'm a male.
So how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel like I got a corkscrew for a dick. Mac. Let's go.
All right. Okay, yes. All right.
The spring in his step seems nice, but yeah, you're hurting all over, dude.
Yeah. Oh, are you injured?
Yeah.
Do you want me to make you feel better?
That would be great. Yeah.
Right. His arm's not looking right.
I will burn one of my bandages. I had 9, I now have 8. And I will roll an 11 on my healing of 14.
And so is that, do I get like a D6 back?
I don't know the rules on that, sorry. The bandage was supposed to have helped. Oh, the bandage gives me a bane, right?
A boon.
Yeah. Sorry, I can roll the second one.
I believe the bandage gives you a boon or a life to make the roll.
The second one would have been a demon. So glad that didn't happen.
You're a chiropractor?
You know, actually, just to clarify, Tim,
yeah.
By using the bandage, you avoid the bane on your healing roll to save
life. Okay. So I just made it normally then.
Yeah.
So you probably don't. I mean, you're not doing a particular life saving situation here. You're just doing healing. So you probably don't need to use the bandage.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah.
I had already marked one of them off for somebody else that I helped, but I'll just leave it at 9 for now.
Okay.
So what does he get back? A D6?
Oh, I should probably look at that. I wasn't even paying attention to those. Mm-hmm.
It's only by resting.
Yeah.
Or magic.
So what does healing do?
Healing is engaged if you're effectively reduced to 0 hit points.
Yeah.
So to avoid death, to help you avoid death.
Oh. Huh. So instead, I guess I can give him
you can probably cast.
Treat wound. I can treat wound.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a whole different role.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tree wound. I rolled a 5 and made it by 12. I have animism at 17 now.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes, you're able to heal him then.
What does he get from the... Actually, I have
2d6 hit points. 2d6. And for each power point, each point beyond that, he gets another d6.
I did not burn any extra will for this.
Okay. He only cares so much for him.
Right.
5.
That's how what much did needed. He...
Oh, that's what you needed. Okay.
Thanks so much.
4 and 1 on the 2d6.
The bone pops into place. The muscle mends. The nerves stop twitching. And you are restored. Well, at least not. Your brain remains as it was before.
Two will burn.
Fractured.
But luckily, Quiverine has a rope, so it's easy for you to follow him and follow them all the way back with the rest of the party.
Yay. So I tell you the whole story about how I peed you a line just to help you out.
Tiggy.
This smells pretty bad.
The dragon's footsteps have grown closer. It has stopped roaring, but it is definitely moving.
I back further into the tower.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you are now all gathered at the entrance. Corinne will stop to light her lantern while waiting for you guys to come back, Wolverine and Brain. And then enter once Dane does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll light my lantern as well.
I will say this, Brains. Dane would not leave without you.
Well, he's a good friend.
Yeah, he is. He is
oh, thank you, Brains.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was just checking the room.
I think it said you're a little weird sometimes,
but you're good people.
Mm-hmm. If I don't need to light the torch, I won't. I'll follow somebody else because I have the bow and I need two hands.
Yeah, she has a lantern, so she's gonna she'll just put it down when she doesn't care anymore.
Okay.
But yes, once again, you do realize when you go inside the tunnel, it leads to a small, short set of steps, which there's a small puddle at the bottom of it. It goes up like maybe 5 steps, and then it levels off to a floor. The floor appears to be half flooded with water, not like deep water, but like maybe like, you know, a couple of inches. There is apparently some masonry stone rubble lying in there. Some trees have grown in the interior. And that's all that you can generally describe as far as the walls interior on the interior are not as smooth as those on the outside. They appear to be much more rough cut, as if unfinished. There is a spiraling staircase that goes up into the upper parts of what remains of the tower. And you kind of see that some trees are growing from this floor and growing all the way up, so tall enough that they're actually reaching outside the windows into the top. So there are no upper floors to be found necessarily. And it is the opinion of Balor that the upper floors were never completed at all, and probably not even the outside curtain wall wasn't even completed, as if construction stopped at some point or was abandoned.
So about at what height did I see the light in the tower, roughly?
You think it's about at the thing is at the top of basically every portion of the curve is where there's obviously a seam where there would have been a floor. There is a flattening landing on the stairs before it continues up. And you think you saw it at one of the upper landings, just one floor up.
All right. I'll convey that to the party members and ask if we should further investigate this floor before we're continuing up, or shall we continue onward or upward as the case may be?
I mean, how long would it take to look around down here?
Probably about 15 minutes, depending on what you're looking for and how you're looking. That's the thing is, once you describe what you're doing, that will determine probably at least 15 minutes to do a good spot hidden or search.
Let's, if you saw light, we should try and find, because that's probably what we're looking for, right?
Well, then, start searching here. Look for any other secret or obvious items lying around, nooks and crannies.
I'll look for inscriptions, writings, runes, pictures.
Can I have a rule explanation for just a moment?
Hopefully I can give you one.
Yeah, so I'm looking on page 52, and it's describing healing and resting. And it says that you can take a round rest, which is just a few seconds, as I understand it, mm-hmm. and you can recover a D6 willpower by taking a round to rest. So when I do something like I did for Brains to heal him, like while we're just walking around and we're not in active combat, does it really cost me willpower? I mean, I can just, while we're walking around, just take 5 seconds to recover my willpower.
It's probably best in case there happens to be an encounter that you don't expect, like a surprise attack. It's following you because you left the path because of ropes.
Okay, so do I just need to declare, like, as we're walking around, searching for traps, working our way through the tunnel, I can just take a round rest to recover my willpower in situations like this?
It is best to announce it, yeah.
Okay, so I'm announcing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says you can only have one round rest per shift. So, yeah, that's how you don't abuse it.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt on that.
No problem. Good question. So you were searching for possible entrances that are hidden somewhere around. You were looking for inscriptions, possible runes, or some indication that may indicate, may give us some idea about this location or any entrance or anything else. The rest of you doing what? Assisting or?
I'll assist looking for, I'll assist that weird elf lady.
Okay. And as far as like the tower, I mean, like the tower, it is morning. There's not a whole lot of light coming inside, but you do have at least one torch and a lantern for the interior.
I've got a torch as well I can light up.
Yeah. So that will help, you know, provide light where you need it. I would suggest that if you are going to be doing Spider, you probably have a light source with you or near you to do that.
I'll just light my torch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't Karen's lantern do a pretty good job of lighting up the area?
The lantern, not the full area. I mean, the thing is, the tower was some considerable circumference as far as like maybe like about 30 meters across, you know, whatever. She's not going to be able to illuminate the entire area. But it's not full darkness. It's just sort of, in order to make certain you don't miss any details, you just want greater lighting, that's all. And that's all I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask what Chris is doing over there. Your Lego thing is all over the place.
I'm just like, I just don't know what to say. I'll just be quiet. Let him just do his thing. Well,
on the screen to my right is where I have the Dragonbane manual.
Look like you're self-relating.
Oh, so you're going like over here.
Yes, I'm going over here. Yes.
Okay. I see.
Yeah, her lantern will illuminate like 10 meters of the area. Yeah. So that's a third of what all the space.
I'll ask somebody with a light source to accompany me around.
Okay. Look. Now,
thank you, Bailey.
The stairs, I assume the stairs only go up, not up and down. I could be wrong. I just assumed.
You look around and where they descend is in the puddle.
Oh.
The murky water. So you don't know if there is, you assume that, I mean, you could splash around and poke and see if it goes down deeper or not. I don't really know.
I have anything long enough to do that with? Because I'm not going.
Did we bring a 10-foot pole?
No, that was a different game. We couldn't afford one. It was very expensive. 10-foot poles are...
Well, then forget the stairs for now. Whoa, what's going on now? I'm just going to go ahead and look around for any secret items or walls or
okay.
unusual.
So, Chris, why don't you give me a spot hidden? And Tyr, why don't you give me a spot hidden for Dane to see if we're looking for inscriptions and things as well?
I was getting an assist from Brains, right?
Yep.
Good. And I'm getting an assist from Baylor.
Ooh, yep, good. Thank God I did. I got it with a 3.
Ooh. A 4.
Hey, Siggy, why are you staring at the
which
wall?
Which is, is it spot hidden that you're looking for?
Yes.
So I got a 4 on a 14.
Ooh. You find a number of things, actually, I guess. Dane, one, you can confirm that based on the inscription that you have found, which is written in the old tongue of the Dragon Emperor Kingdom, Dragon Empire, this is indeed the Tower Vengard. Mm-hmm. Vengard, sorry. And that it is supposed to be the sentinel watch over the lake of Erin Hostra for the sorcerers of the Alabaster Ring. And there is a dedication, as far as it's a dedication date, and that's, you know, several centuries past, but no completion date, which there is a space for, but none on the inscription stone for that.
Okay. Have I heard of the sorcerers of the Alabaster Ring?
No, you have not.
Okay.
Well, actually, make it with legends. I'm not going to be so cruel that you just don't. But just make it at a bane.
Oh, at a bane? Mm. Well, I don't have to roll again because the first roll I made was a demon.
Mm.
You believe they were a circus show that featured a large number of marmosets. You don't recall. You have no idea who they are. Okay. You're skeptical if they're really a true organization anyway. The other thing you found was a strange carving, sort of like, sort of a message written on one of the fallen stones, hidden not in immediate sight, but in charcoal. It is symbol on the wall, which looks sort of like a, let me see if I could just show you a picture of it. I do apologize, it's a bit rough, but.
That's okay.
It is.
He likes it a bit rough.
In charcoal. You can tell by its placement and so forth, it is supposed to be seen only if you're sitting in a specific spot. And it's purposely left as a sort of like recondition thing. But that is a symbol.
Oh, I'm going to say for our listeners, it's sort of like
a diamond with devil horns.
Yeah.
A diamond with devil horns. Yes. That's the best way I can describe it.
D&D.
In honor of our 666 subscribers.
Satan.
All right. If that doesn't spark any memories in me and what it could be, then I will just,
why don't you give me a,
Legends and lore?
Legends and lore at a boon, I guess.
A myth and legend, sorry.
A boon, hooray. Excellent. Wow, okay. That is a 5 on...
Okay.
So myths and legends, right?
No, just legends, not myths. No, yeah.
Yeah. 5 on a 13.
Okay, all right. Yes, you... you do recognize the symbol. Well, recognize the symbol. At least what you've been reported to, that there is movements of a cult that wear this black mark, this mark of Sathmog.
Ooh,
that's nasty.
The mark is a stylized demon head with two sharp horns.
Sathmog is the demon king who opposed Elidane of the Dragon Empire.
Ooh.
Indeed.
I should know that name.
In centuries past, the stories of Sathmog have always filtered through with Elidane and Durman. But they became myth, and myth became legend.
And this is this is written in charcoal. This would have eroded.
Oh, yes. This seems new.
This is disturbing. Not just the general messiness of this tower. This is a mark of the demon king who opposed the Dragon Empire.
Okay.
But it's recent. It's not like these other ones that were made with the tower. This is charcoal. This can't be more than a season old.
You don't even think it's that?
This might be days or months.
We've already seen evidence of someone being in this tower in the past day, so it does stand to reason that they could have been the ones to put it, and there's no doubt others are looking for the same parts we are in this much the same ways.
But for very different reasons. No one would make this mark lightly. Not anybody who knew. I don't even like saying it.
Do you think someone would have done a lot of pure ignorance?
Perhaps those... to whom the goblins were serving?
I'll make a little hand gesture to ward off evil.
Stop licking your balls.
No, the goblins serve the Minotaur.
No.
but anyway. I thought they said they were working for the Minotaur.
No, they said they were working for an orc.
Oh, sorry, yes. Marduk's the leader of the orcs.
Marduk, yes.
Marduk, yeah. Of course. And who is Marduk acting in the service of?
The chieftain Marduk. It's apparently no, because it was her. All I said was,
yeah,
under her own service. She's just doing something. You know, they weren't a part of that big, huge orc organizational meeting. They were part of secondary tier outsourcing. And so they did not really get into that. They were just supposed to find the piece for her, not determine her agenda, so to speak.
I suspect the Night Kid have more in common with the any followers of the Demon Lord than...
Garden was it absolutely do. The Night Kid, of course, would be hand-in-hand and breast-to-breast with the demons. They more than likely just cloaked us all of them themselves. They just can't afford the cloaks.
I just say proceed with caution is all.
As opposed to the foolhardy way we would normally walk into this situation?
Just charging forth. did I spot anything with my spot hidden?
Yes. Got a
3.
You do. While there are stairs that seem to end in the pool, you do realize that apparently the pool, like basically the water is not very deep. And just below the water, when you sort of move around your stick or whatever you're poking, you do see what appears to be some sort of like door and a latch, like a trap door in the floor.
Is there like dirt or silt around that I can perhaps throw at the water?
Oh, yes. There's pebbles, dirt, rubble. There's a leg bone of some sort of humanoid.
What? Think it's I would like to throw that would be at the water around.
I was getting to that. She was looking for images, not things that were interesting. You know?
Yeah.
Shoe brain. Using
put that down.
You're like, I need something to throw in the water, and brain just hands you the other bone he's not eating, chewing on. Yeah, add this one.
Bad brain. Bad.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that when Peck?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean? I'm not a cannibal. What?
So what I would like to do is throw the like silt and dirt at the water over the trap door to see if anything is being sucked down or pushed up.
You throw it over and the silt is sucked down.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
I learned about this from my parents called gravity.
It would seem that the water is trying to escape through this trap door here. So we have the options of down or up.
Perhaps we should, well, it doesn't hurt to take a look up.
Wait, but aren't we done? I thought we just came here to look at the pictures.
No, this is an alternative.
Perhaps there are a lot more pictures above us.
Oh, that sounds good.
Don't you even remember we're supposed to be looking for some book?
Oh, the book! You're right! And it just goes towards the stairs. Just
I didn't say it was upstairs. Okay.
I just told Drew back.
Should we follow
him? Let him go.
I have no problem letting him go. I'm not going to follow up there.
He's taking a torch.
Now, are the stairs like...
No, he doesn't. I have the lantern. He can go by himself. He's fine.
Yeah, I've got the torch. She's got the lantern.
He like once he gets out of the once he gets out of the lamp, like, he'll stop just for a minute, and then he comes back.
Is it dark up there? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's dark. Are you all coming?
No. I think we're going to discuss going up the stairs. It is a spiral staircase. Well, I have a low sense of gravity and perfectly fine, and so is Quivering, and I'm certain Balor is. You are overly tall.
Now, is it like the circling the outside wall, or is it just like a spiral staircase?
No, it's circling the outside wall, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Should we clear up first and then explore down if we survive the endeavor?
There's not a lot of books that usually are underwater.
I mean, maybe do you want me to lead the way up the stairs? I don't mind.
You seem very good at falling, so yeah.
If you need me to go down there, I will, but it's going to take a couple of minutes to wrap up my writings.
So. I mean, I can't breathe in the water.
Dane, just finish your writings, as Karen says.
Oh, thank you. And just scribbling notes.
I'll keep an eye on him. You guys go up.
I thought you were going down. I want to go up.
I'm that's not going the, up. They're going
up. That's where
up.
The books are. I want to go where the books are. I don't want to go underwater.
We don't know where the books are yet.
Oh.
If someone hands me a torch, I'll go first.
How about you go first? I'll follow you with the torch.
Mm. Don't you have night vision of some kind? Or?
No. No night vision. Nobody
has wants to give him fire.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
There's also that.
If he can't invent it for himself, I mean.
I say.
So I will follow up behind Brains with the torch and I suppose a knife ready.
I'll follow them with the bow, covering them with a bow.
Okay. So I guess it's three of you that ascend the remains of the stairs.
I'll go up.
Yep. Yeah, four of you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for like trip wires and stuff like that because, you know, these people that this is the kind of place where shady people live. And I'm used to like
shady people.
Yeah, shady people and going where they don't want me to go.
Okay. So why don't you give me a spotted and roll?
Okay.
Since you wish to avoid an unexpected
my
surprise.
Spot hidden is a whopping 6, and I rolled a 9.
It's based on intelligence. You probably put a lot of points in that.
You proceed up the stairs,
yeah,
cautiously sweeping your head back and forth, up and down, looking for something like a large cord or maybe a hanging pendulum or some sort of boulder trap. Right. You don't see any of those things.
Okay.
It's all clear.
Trusting your starboard pathfinder, you proceed up the stairs behind him.
He's the best doggy rogue ever.
If only we had known what his skills were.
I've got so many skills. You'd be super impressed if you knew all my skills.
Why did we take his word for any of this? I don't know. Okay.
But you did.
You gave him. You, yep. You guys entertained him.
So you get up to the, you know, the base of the stairs, continue spiraling up to you reach the what would have been the, you know, the, I guess a landing on the next floor. And upon arriving there, I will let you don't find a boulder. You do kick this stupid string with bells on it, but you do find what looks like a fire, what looks like a fire that was set here at some point in time in the past. The rest of you do hear the slight ting and then the jingling of bells as Brain goes into the landing.
Oh. So I just turn around and go, oh, just ignore this.
Yeah. That obviously wasn't a trap. It's just bells.
Just bells. It's music.
But there's like an a...
Remnants of a fire.
Remnants of fire, but not like no smoke or anything. Just the actual... I touch it.
Touching it, there is some warmth left into it, like maybe it was set the night before or something.
It's still warm.
So I'll rejoin him on the landing, cursing at the bells as I pass them by.
Yeah, the little string's just broken and lying there.
Yeah.
Are there more stairs leading up? Or
there's more stairs leading up, but there's not much of a floor left. It doesn't go. It goes halfway around the tower before ending at the, you know, abruptly, as the tower ends.
But there's no platform on top or anything.
There's no platform on top. No.
So it's just stairs into air and trees.
Yeah, okay. Things.
And yeah. A window, I presume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, peeking out the window, could I see about where our campsite was?
Yes, you can see about where our campsite was.
Hmm.
And
are you thinking this is the window that you saw the light
and
through?
And you might see movement down there. You're not sure.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, yes, you do.
Miserable beast.
It's a donkey.
Yes. It's a miserable beast.
Yes.
It's chasing something.
It's of course our donkey. Yeah.
But you can't tell what
an Umber Hulk.
An owl bear.
It's trying to mount the owl bear.
The owl bear screaming. It's down there chasing something, but you can't really say. As you lose view of them, as they behind the trees, blocking between you and them. Anyway, but yes, this is probably where the window where you saw the fire in your campsite.
Right, Brains. Perhaps you should watch the stairs going up to make sure nothing is coming to come down at us.
What, like birds?
Yes.
Okay.
Crewing. Can you make, I assume you can hear the party from below. Well, pay attention to them.
He went up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people are down are Balor and Karen.
Right. I mean, he can pay attention to them if they scream or make shouts of alarm.
Yeah. Yeah. I could listen for that. Sure. All
right. So you do that while I investigate the room to see if I can find anything that our furry friend might have missed.
Well, it's just, just a platform.
I'm going to provide assistance. Oh, so, yeah.
Well, look it over. Looks any evidence of, you know, what they might have stashed, if anything, it might have been moved or altered.
Also, I can do a spot him myself.
Yeah, just give me a roll real quick, and I can give you some insight.
Nope, I failed.
I got a 5, so yes.
Well, good for you.
It looks like they probably cleaned off the spot as far as brushing debris out of the way, and set up a small camp. There probably was at least, you're not really sure how many people were here. That can't be told. You can't really certain because they pretty much brushed the place clean, except for the fire, which probably they probably put out last, but it was probably put out with water.
Mm-hmm.
But is one thing you can tell to douse it quickly. Well, maybe not water, maybe beer or something. But it was doused nonetheless with liquid, and that's basically all you know. It was definitely probably someone who was here last night. The only thing you are certain of is that you don't think, I mean, the setting up of the bells and the string, what's very odd about that is, well, both the string and the bells. I mean, it's a very expensive signal. As far as we're looking at the bells, they look, you know, like pretty nice bells, like well-crafted, have some etching on them, and the string cord is a nicely woven sort of maybe linen sort of string, put to the loops and so forth. Hmm. It doesn't look like something that's been set up overnight, but had been here for a while, because even there's evidence of some dust.
So it's more of a delicate kind of thing, not a... So...
You may suspect that the people who use this platform stepped over and avoided the bells.
Dane,
yes.
Can you notice anything unusual about the markings on these bells?
I will examine them.
It appears to be more of a design motif as opposed to actual like sort of like inscriptions.
Very decorative. I mean, these are not common.
You probably want Baylor to look at them. He would know have a better idea about the nature of the bells than that.
I'll take a look.
And you are down the first floor.
I thought I moved up.
I didn't know who.
I'm sorry. I'm following the group. So.
So it's just Karen by herself on the first floor.
Oh, what? We still have somebody on the first floor?
Well, yeah, she was just waiting down there. She didn't go up, but because you weren't going up, so
yeah.
Oh, there's two. Okay. Come on, let's go.
I guess we should stay together. Two people on the first floor.
We should stay together.
Because it's Kupo's character.
Mm. What do you want me to roll for that? The bells. Beast lore? No,
your craftsmanship skill.
Oh, craftsmanship. Of course.
Bell crafting. Lore. Do you have any bell lore?
spell lore. Yeah, I rolled a 9 and my skill's 13, so I make it.
Yeah.
What does it reveal?
Bell romancy.
Yes.
I mean, it's not exactly masterwork, but not too far off. These are well-crafted. And they would be, you know, bells that would fetch a nice price. They are... they appear to be like sort of like a sort of a iron, obviously some sort of iron, or you know, I would say pewter cast or I guess iron bells that apparently at one time had been silvered, but that has worn off.
Okay.
But it's very nicely constructed and beautifully crafted. Were probably used as instrumental or some like bells for a ceremonial or something or some sort of part. And then that's one thing you're definitely certain. Like these just aren't bells you'd use for traps or like that, but someone apparently has.
This all is right, like a rich people trap. So somebody used these for a trap that didn't go off, apparently, that we're aware of.
It did. Because you think you might have heard bells earlier, but now they come. Were you upstairs?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was in the building when the, so.
Yeah, you might have heard the tinkling of bells, and then only I've now when they bring them
now
down.
And I say,
now well, you know they set the trap off.
Well, somebody took these rather ornate bells and used them to set a trap, and I will disarm it and take the bells and pocket them just so nobody will. you know, but we should be aware that these were used for another purpose and repurposed for a trap.
I just have a question. Do all of you descend to bring the bells, or one person, or does someone bring them to them, or do you ascend to get to the bell? I'm trying to figure out.
I'm still watching go to the stairs.
So you ascended to get that. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay. So, and you, Ziggy, check on the platform. You determine it was apparently a campsite. It was a place that was used. They left. They probably didn't set off the bells. They probably didn't set up the bells, whoever's camped here.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are on the upper stairs on the landing when you hear a shout from below, from Corinne. Guys, the water's draining.
So there's a door under
the standing water.
Yes.
There's a door.
You should come up
the
stairs.
No, it's draining. It's going down.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go see why it's going down.
It's probably because somebody's opened the door, or is about to open the door.
So she begins ascending the stairs. Don't want to be down there.
Brains, come on.
All right, I'm coming.
So you guys are on the stairs. As the water drains out the bottom, unless anyone else descends, I'm not sure. You haven't.
Does the door look like it opens outward or inward?
You didn't see it until you won't see it until the water is removed. Basically, just okay. I mean, you can just sit there and watch from the stairs or not. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm watching from the stairs, but I'm looking.
Yeah, we're gonna watch from the stairs
for that particular trait is what I would like to know first.
All right, as you guys all stand on the curved stair looking for the door, I guess Ziggy, you'll point it out for them because. Okay.
Yes. I did point out the door before. Yeah.
The door does seem to sort of drop down and then slide. So it's sort of sliding open. It appears to be just for, with a little bit of light that's down there, there being stairs that are going still down. And it's sort of sliding back is what it's doing, as opposed to just hinging open.
Well, then I will extinguish my torch and draw my bow.
What did you do, Corinne? Did you push a button or?
No, didn't do anything. I stayed perfectly
still. Did you pull a lever?
No, I stayed perfectly still.
What about the halfling that thinks he's a dwarf? What did he do?
He went to go piss. What? He went to go look for a corner to piss in and failed to find a corner in a round tower. So he's.
It does sound like him, to be fair.
He's in the tunnel. Unless he touched something in the tunnel. Should we call him?
That's where I peed.
Now we have a whole entire wonderful line of that.
It's our latrine tunnel.
We have to leave that way.
Yeah, boys, they've peed on everything.
All right, I'll look down the stairs. What's down there?
But you really can't see much from where you are. You need to probably descend to the first floor.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't really see down into it from your angle. Just that you can see there where stairs are down.
I'll pull out my staff and have it at the ready.
Moments later, a figure emerges from up the steps. And below.
Uh-oh.
And then another. And then another. And the room goes cold. And the one thing you can notice about these figures in the light is they're not actual people at all. Or at least not anymore. Just the skeletal remains that seem to be moving out into the chamber. Moving their skulls from left to right as if searching. And a few heading for the stair. And the stairs, like I said, are along the side of the tower. We'll say they're about a meter wide. And you guys are lined up along the stairs. But I think it's probably best we stop here and then start with initiative and combat next week.
Well, thank you, Malcolm. What a great game.
Thank you, Malcolm. Yeah, it's a great game.
Characters Without Stories is a tabletop role-playing game podcast about the roads not yet traveled. Every episode, I bring in a friend to tell me about a character they long to play. Characters Without Stories is about how our characters intersect and reveal our identities, and how play is a gateway to personal growth.
The way I see tabletop is that I am running to something. I'm running to a world where it's possible for me to feel comfortable enough to stand up for myself.
the reason that you can die in these games is because it matters. And something mattering is one of the most precious things we can have. You want your life and your stories to matter.
Roleplay is a fantastic tool for exploring stories and exploring people.
Thank you, and may all your characters find their stories.
You got to listen to the, if you haven't listened to episode 5 yet, you have to listen to the banter at the end of episode 5. So funny.
Is it the stuff so that Matt wanted to cut out?
No, he wanted to cut out like every time Tony opened his mouth.
We all feel that way, Matt. Jesus. Is fine.
That's fair. Tony was really, really drunk, but he was funny. And like, you know, if you cut it out, everybody's reacting to what Tony was saying. So if you start cutting stuff out, it's really bizarre. But yeah, every time Tony opened his mouth, it was like, cut.
How's that different from any other episode? Yeah,
say, that sums up our life with Cooper.
Yeah.
I want to say we were successful in not having a certain character burn the woods down and being attacked by the treants. Thank you.
But it was an idea.
It was an excellent idea.
Willing to take a chance.
It was an idea. Yeah, it was an idea.
Beautiful, yep. Beautiful. Never a better idea has been had by anybody alive.
I'm beginning to understand how your character comes up with his... He reminds me of someone. That's all. His affirmations of superiority and assurance. It reminds me of someone.
Yeah. Who could that possibly be?
It's just so good. I don't know who. I love it. All right. Let's go to...
The Art of the Game by the Wolfkin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Advancement. Let's see.
Oh, yes, advancements.
Which I always forget what page it's on.
39, I believe it was.
Hello, too.
Control F is your friend.
I prefer my physical.
Why would you want Control F? Just let F be what it wants to be.
Did you participate in the game session?
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
What? Really? You?
Did you explore a new location?
Yes.
We did.
Yes, you did.
Did you defeat one or more dangerous adversaries? Do we count Brain's plans or no?
No.
I count it.
Well.
How about the ground? defeated the ground.
You did not defeat the ground.
Did you overcome an obstacle without using force?
Yes,
we did. Yes.
And did you give in to your weakness?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had no opportunity to sleep on this
one. I mean, I just was myself. No. So.
You slept last week. I think I was boastful. Yeah. Oh, yes, you were boastful.
I didn't get it to be as haughty as
I wanted. And then I had a demon.
Of course you did, Mr. Cheese and Wine for a short shot. Right.
I did say that, so I tried a little bit. I tried. I don't know if that counts.
Oh, no, I had a dragon, not a demon.
I had a demon.
And I had a demon. So.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't either.
I'm gonna roll against my dragon first. That was for awareness early in the game. I rolled a 19, so I did four. Go up on awareness.
Nice.
On the other four, I will do healing. I did not roll higher than. I will do spot hidden. I rolled an 18, so that one goes up. It's now a 14.
What is happening to the Lego?
I don't know, but it's enjoying itself.
It's an array.
I'll do sneaking and... Oh, that one went up too. And the last one is I will do animism. But this on animism, I need a 17 or higher.
Yeah, you got it.
I rolled a demon, so no. No on animism.
If you rolled a demon...
Demon's a 20.
Yeah, the demons as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a dragon. I rolled a dragon.
Okay.
It's absolutely not your time.
We'll do it backwards.
Who's next?
I'll go next, I guess.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. I will start with... I'll start with the demon, which is on Myths and Legends. I have a 13. And I rolled a 16. Nice.
Yeah, yes, I suppose.
make that go up to 14. All right. I will do awareness. I have a 14. I rolled a 20.
Ooh.
No, good.
Nice. Okay. I am going to go with spot hidden is next. I have a 14. I rolled a 19.
Hmm.
Wow.
Spot found.
Kick ass night so far. So that's 1, 2. Yeah. So the awareness, spot hidden. That's 2. And I have 2 more. I'll do bows. I have a 14. 7. So that doesn't go up. And evade. I have a 15. I rolled a 9.
Okay. All right.
Shiny cards.
I'm going to try and raise my acrobatics at a 5. That's my first roll. I rolled a 13, so that'll be going up 1. It's 1. Now it's a 6 because my acrobatics sucks. Anyway, you the can, next sucks. My it's adequate not character.
Possible to increase attributes, right?
Right.
Okay. Only skills.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it may be actually there may be some heroic abilities that will allow you to do that, but no, I don't believe so.
Next, I'll raise my What was I going to raise? Oh, I'm going to raise my spot hidden instead of 12. I rolled a 9. That's 2 out of.
We should blame. Someone.
I should blame someone?
I suggest Tyr, because he was successful.
I'm going to try and raise my try and raise my hammer. It's 14. Yeah,
all your skills are bad, so it should be easy for you.
10 failed that.
No, I'm like, your scores overall suck. You should really be easy to just advance.
I know, it should go up on their own, but they don't want to, and I don't know why. I'm failing,
maybe not
failing,
and yourself. Failing.
So last one I'm going to go is shit. Bushcraft. It's at a 6.
Shitcraft?
What do I got to lose?
What do you have
shit? 19. At? God damn.
Ooh, bushcraft increases.
Because I almost got a dragon on my P roll.
Booyah. Yeah.
And that was 4. And I think I had 4. So, yes. There we are.
All right, Chris, you go next?
Yeah, I'm so adequate. So I'm destined to be adequate.
First, I'm going for my awareness, which is a 12. And I got an 8, so that goes nowhere. Next is evade from at a 10. That's a 14.
More dodginess.
Yes. And next is I'm going for myths and legends, which is an 11. And that got a 14. And now spot hidden, which is a 10. And that got a dragon, so that's no good. So I got 2 out of 4.
All right. I'm going to go for hammers, which is at a 7 right now. I rolled a 1. I got rolled a demon, so no. Spot
that's
hidden.
A dragon.
We just went over this.
Yeah. Mm. Fuck. Yeah.
Look, he's got that metal plate in his head.
Yeah. Brains.
Indeed. Spot hidden, which is at a 6 right now. I rolled a 15, so that goes up 1.
God damn it.
Awareness at a 6, and I rolled a 7, so that goes up 1. And acrobatics, which is at a 15, I roll a 12. All right. So some minor increases there.
Okay.
I will remain. I'm perfect the way I am. Fuck you guys.
We love very you well. How you are.
What you doing, Corinne?
Be yourself.
Mr. Adequate.
Be yourself. Your adequate self.
Be better than yourself.
I am adequate.
So, we will pick up next week. Oh, next time, depending on what happens with our week. With the...
I'm making a note of my surprise round.
The bubble power. Yeah, we need to talk. Yeah. I think you might have actually...
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Yay,
like and subscribe. Everyone. Like and subscribe.
No, wait. We
gotta
officially congratulate Malcolm on becoming a real daddy.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yay. Yay.
He's been called daddy hundreds of times, but this time it's really
so. So now that involved leather.
The only dad's logo we made, we can actually make that shirt now.
Hooray!
Oh my God, I just realized, yeah.
Muscle top.
That is Malcolm, really, congratulations.
Wins the brush.
That's awesome. Oh, no, we're not.
You guys are in so much trouble. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's stop recording. Yeah.
All right, okay. We will stop. Oh,
wait, where's the button for that?
It's a little just button that says stop. Where's the goddamn beacon?
Ah, there it is. Spunkmeyer.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool geek chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.